Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6. Right. Ephesians chapter 6. Begin reading in verse 10. Paul writes these words, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." Now, this is what we're going to talk about tonight, is being strong. But I want to read the rest of these so we'll have it in context. "Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel." Isn't that wonderful that Paul's talking to us there? These words of encouragement, "Be strong in the Lord." And he also tells us why we should be strong. We should be strong so that we can stand against the wiles of the devil.